Ches Adar, we're holding a Siman Ein Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and we're going to Halacha Dalet. Tfilas Arvis, we said already that when it comes to davening Ma'ariv, it should be by Tzis, that's the optimum. And then there's a very important mitzvah, of course, of Agisa Boyom of Alayu, to learn Torah at night. Now, Nimekubalim and Big Tzadikim also, what they do is they try to go to sleep early and they wake up after Chatzos to learn. But a person who knows himself, he's not going to end up getting up early on learning. And of course, he should make sure that the learning is done at night. And a person has to know his schedule, a person has to know the way he works, etc. But the ikar point is that a person should have learning during the day and at night. Now, if a person is going to eat first and is going to become very tired, that is the reason why Chazal say that he should learn first, meaning after he daven Ma'ariv, set time to learn, have a seder, etc. And it's a wonderful thing even for husband and wife to learn something together. But the husband should make sure that he has a seder that he goes to before eating, because once a person is eating, it causes them to become tired, especially if they eat a lot, and ends up that they will not be learning. Now, this is something very, very special, so that the Kitzur teaches us how to eat at night. So before we get to how to eat at night, also the Kitzur teaches us that a very powerful concept, and that is that night was created for Torah. And that means, especially in the wintry nights where there's long nights, Hashem gave us these nights. You know, today is a different world because of lights and everything else, but really it's still Kabbalistically or mystically or based on the Gemara and Chazal. And the Kitzur quotes a beautiful Chazal that say, someone that learns and is engaged in Torah at night, he has this, literally, this thread of kindness that is upon him. And as the Maal Shor explains, that even if a person is tired and you'd expect him to be a little bit grouchy, but during the day, there's a special chen. We're learning about Megillas Esther right now. Esther was found chen. That was like the major component that gave her the success. So the Torah that a person learns at night creates that. Also, Chazal say in the Kitzur quotes Reish Lakish, who says, someone that learns Torah in this world, which is Deime, is similar to night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu draws upon him B'chut Chesed in the next world. So there's obviously something very powerful. Also, the Kitzur points out, if someone learns usually something every single day during the day and he missed out, makeup time is at night. And here we get to the diet. An important diet, person has to know that for an average person, it's always good to eat little at night. I think the world, even in science, scientifically, everyone knows, and the Rambam mentions that 3 or 4 hours before you go to bed, that's really the proper way to. So the really the big meal is especially when I was in Israel. In Israel, they still have this, that lunch is a gigantic meal. At night time is a very minimal salad, small, easy. And the reason, and the kids gives actually 4 different benefits. Number one, it's healthier. Number two, it's not going to cause them any seminal emissions that a person could get, men could have, because of eating too much at night. Number three, a person's dreams are much more settled. Too much eating and drinking causes bad dreams. A lot of times people don't realize it's simply because of the eating, the too much eating that they're having before they go to bed. And lastly, that a person should have a much easier time getting up. And that comes when a person has a light meal at night. So all these amazing benefits. And it's interesting, the kids will say, so what's the amount of time person, the healthy person should sleep 6 hours? So there's a famous Rambam says 8 hours, the Meiri says 8 hours, the Mishnah Berurah says that, Chofetz Chaim says it really depends on the person. But it's between 6 and 8. Of course, there's a chiddush school of people that could live in less, but a person has to know themselves, especially if you're in yeshiva, you have to make sure you're sleeping enough, otherwise a person could really fall in depression and everything else. Person should also sleep, they shouldn't sleep alone in a room. So the place can bring down when he speaks about not sleeping alone in the room, as long as you have some form of light is good enough. Also, the Kitzur interesting says, don't put the temperature too hot and don't put it too cold. I think we want to discuss this. It shouldn't be too hot. It's unhealthy, and too cold also can be unhealthy. Next halacha is a person should be Yirei Shamayim, should, before he goes to sleep, be Mefashrish B'maisa. What does that mean? A person should go through their day. This is a real avodah to put time and effort before you go to bed, to have some time. In fact, the best way is, even if before you get into bed, to say most of the Kriyat Shema, and just to leave the Birkas HaMapil, before when a person's already in bed. So this way, when they go to bed, they should be able to say a mapa and then go to sleep right away. Now we'll get back to that in a moment. But before that, there's a big Indian. It's about Pida Arizal, and there's a whole thing that the person should regret, do tshuva, and accept upon themselves not to do the mistakes that they did. And Mamish, it's amazing to go through the different to the day, and especially to be meichel to any person that did anything against them. And remember, there's an incredible zayel, and it's also the Kitzur quotes this Gemara, Masech HaShabbos, that any person gets punished because of another person, so that they lose that. Meaning that we lose that by being too makbid on others. So it's the best midah too. And you should say, Yoyma Shalosh Pelmi says, Kitzur Shoy Lechol Man Detzar, and I forgive anyone that pained me. And then you should say, the Nusach, Yibonu Shalonu Reini Moicha V'chulei. So all this is an amazing and auspicious thing for men and for women to do. And we go to the next halacha. If a person did not read the three parshiyos of Kriyat Shema, and this is more men than women. Women don't have a chi of a Kriyat Shema, but again, it's good. It's a good thing to say, especially before going to bed. As we'll see, it's something protective, and it's also almost some segulas in order to facilitate being able to fall asleep. There's also famous psukim. I'll share with you one of them. Piskachu is quotes a to be a segula, to be mechaven to the name ETL. Or to think about Chiyas amazing. Another segula is to think about the waves of the sea and they will fall asleep right away. So there you have it. Segulas for people that can't fall asleep. I'll tell you the best segula, by the way, is to take a Gemara and to learn, or a Chumash, or a Midrash says, or whatever it is. You'll see the Yetzer Hara will definitely not let you stay up all night and learn. That's my segula. In any case, the Kitzur says if you didn't say Kriyat Shema, the three parshiyos at night, like we discussed before, one should say it before going to bed. If they said it earlier, then they could just do the first parsha of Kriyat Shema when they go to bed. It's still actually very auspicious to say the three parshiyos. And if a person said a mapil, so this is a big controversy. Is a mapil a birkas hashevach or birkas hanenin, which means is it because of the pleasure? And therefore it should be simultaneously, meaning it shouldn't be, you shouldn't have any interruption between the bracha of a mapil and the going to sleep. And that's where there's a whole discussion of why it's printed before, in the beginning of Kriyat Shema, it should be at the end. And the Kitzataka says it should be said really right before you go to bed. But there are many the opinions that hold that the Birkas HaMapil is really Birkas HaSheva, and therefore if a person needs to get up, needs to speak, you shouldn't be ignoring his wife. It, all these different situations, well, there's definitely what to be lenient with and not to be so nervous about being able to speak. Again, if you could not speak before you go after HaMapil, go to bed, it's a wonderful thing. But, like I said, is what to rely on. The kids also discusses a person also has married relations also, then a person should say mapil afterwards, and preferably that one should read the first parsha of Kriyat Shema. And lastly, I think it's kedai also to always recall the idea that the kids has some schoolers. Again, I don't think anyone does this as far as I know, but before you go to bed, the kids says the following: get up, go to your mezuzah, put your hand in the mezuzah, and say Hashem Shomri. I think when we learned this, also when a person leaves his home. So he says Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzili, Hashem Aliyad Min Yitzar, the entire pasuk that we also said when a person leaves. So Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzilich Adi Yomnech, but you say it, and so to speak, referring to you. So Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzili, Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzili Al Yad Imini. Again, Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzili Al Yad Imini. And then he should say seven times, Bechol Derechecha De'eyu, Vehu Yeyasher Orechoisecha. This is a pasuk from Mishlei. Bechol Derechecha De'eyu, Vehu Yeyasher Orechoisecha. Again, if someone does this, it's a beautiful thing. I don't know how many people doing this. But in any case, these are all different possibilities or good aids for a person to have the most meaningful sleep. And it's an amazing thing, by the way, to think about it, that when a person goes to Sibishad Kavana, that when he's sleeping, it should be giving him Koyach Navad Shamayim. And if he does so, it transforms the entire sleep into a Dvar Mitzvah. That's really being Oved, everything L'Shem Shamayim. Have a beautiful day.